These are the latest Newcastle United headlines. Coming up, we have a fitness update as well as some transfer talk ahead of the January window. We'll start, though, with the thoughts of Steve Bruce, and he wants his players to shut a few people up over the coming weeks following criticism. In fairness, that has largely been aimed at him. Steve Bruce, though, demanding a performance from his players or performances in the coming weeks, saying the criticism hurts, but I hope to keep working hard to shut a few people up. The only way to do that is through results. Now, with the January transfer window just around the corner, Steve Bruce admits he's unlikely to be able to spend too heavily in the winter window, saying, I can understand the frustration, but we are where we are. We'd all love to have what Everton have been able to do over the last 2 or 3 years, and certainly since I left Aston Villa, the spending power that has propelled them up the league. But unfortunately, this is where we are at this particular moment. Now, a couple of players have been struggling with the lingering effects of COVID. One is Alan Saint-Maximin, and Steve Bruce says he's still a few weeks away from a return. However, Jamal Lascelles may be close to making a return to action. This is what Bruce has said on him. There is slightly better news on the skipper. He is making inroads to join in with the team. He's done a little bit of light stuff. Unfortunately, we're still weeks away with Alan Saint-Maximin. We'll finish with a summer transfer talk, and DeAndre Yedlin is being linked with a move to Turkey. Trabzonspor are apparently planning a move for the right back in the January transfer window. He has featured in Steve Bruce's lineup of late, but he is out of contract at the end of the season. Trabzonspor are hoping to sign him on a free transfer. Apparently, they're hoping that Newcastle can come to a settlement on his remaining wages.